You're listening to A Daily Defense, 365 days plus one to becoming a better apologist, a podcast by Catholic Answers, hosted by Jimmy Akin.
Day 141, Easter and Paganism. Today's challenge. Easter is a pagan holiday. Its timing is based on the full moon and the spring equinox, and it's named after the goddess Ishtar. Today's defense. Easter's origins are Jewish. It's the Christian equivalent of Passover. The word Easter is of English origin. Ishtar was worshipped in Mesopotamia, or modern Iraq, not England, which is thousands of miles away. Despite sounding similar, the two words are unrelated. The 8th century British historian Bede claimed the word Easter came from the name of the month in which it occurred, basically April. He said this month used to be called Ioster, though this was no longer true in his day. He also thought the month was named after a Germanic goddess who was no longer worshipped. See Bede, The Reckoning of Time, 15. Bede is the only source who mentions this goddess, so he may be incorrect. Regardless, this applies only to the origin of the English word, not the origin of the feast. Its origin is revealed by its name in other languages. In Italian, it's Pasqua, in Spanish, Pasca, in Portuguese, Pascoa, in French, Pasque, in Danish, Paske, in Dutch, Passen, in Swedish, Pask, and so on. All of these derive from the Latin Pascha or the Greek Pascha, both of which are words for the Jewish feast of Passover, or in Hebrew, Pesach. The event Easter celebrates is the resurrection of Jesus, and it's celebrated in conjunction with Passover because Jesus was crucified at Passover and rose the following Sunday, John 19:14-18, and 20:1-20. The reason Easter's timing is based on the full moon after the spring equinox is because that was the timing of Passover on the Jewish calendar. The Law of Moses requires Passover to be celebrated on the 14th month of Nisan, Leviticus 23:5. This is a spring month that contains the equinox, and because Jewish months begin on the new moon, the 14th fell on the full moon. The timing of the feast is thus Jewish, not pagan. What is ultimately important is what Easter signifies today, the resurrection of Jesus, not where it came from. Tip: the mistake of judging something based on where it came from rather than what it is has been called the genetic fallacy.
Thank you for listening to A Daily Defense. To buy the book and follow along, go to shop.catholic.com or head over to catholic.com to learn more about the Catholic faith.